Big football Monday morning on this Columbus Day. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen is here with all the NFL news. Good morning, Ibrahim.
Good morning.
So I'm telling you, man, I don't believe I'm awake. Buffalo Bills beat the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's the 90s
They
again.
Roll on. It is the 90s again. 31-24, the Bills win. Vic did throw for 400 yards. I mean, he did a good job, but what's going on with the Bills?
The Bills are good. I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's the quarterback of the Bills, he's incredibly efficient. He hit 21 of 24 short passes. He didn't throw passes over 10 yards in the air. So he's been really efficient getting the ball to his guys and letting them do their work. They have a very powerful offense, but most importantly, they have a good defense. On the other side, Vic's defense, the defense of the Eagles, is anemic. And what Vic is overcompensating, and that's how he makes mistakes.
And gets concussions, although he was not injured in this particular game. The Bills have a solid, not spectacular, but very easily executable offensive strategy, and it's really working for
them.
It's
working, and they also have a bunch of guys that were cast off from other teams, and they really want to do it here. They really want to win, and they're working hard. They're underpaid. They're trying to prove something, and that's what's really gelling them together.
I read over the last 30 games of the NFL, two seasons now, the Denver Broncos have done the worst. They're like 7-23 or something ridiculous like that. But they lost again yesterday.
Correct.
And still, the headline is going to be Tim Tebow.
Gotta love the QB drama in Denver. Kyle Orton has been ineffective, who was the quarterback for Denver, and he's been uninspiring, and that's what Tebow brings. He comes out, and the fans love him. They get excited. They're cheering for him. They're calling him by his name, and he comes in. They were down by 16 points. Tim Tebow brought them to within two. They still lost.
You got to figure they're going to look up in that box where Elway sits in that stadium, and he's going to wave yeah. his hand, and then Tebow is going to have that job. The Detroit Lions return to Monday Night Football for the first time in a decade. They're going to host the beleaguered Chicago Bears, who are 2-2. This must be a typo. The Detroit Lions are undefeated 4-0. That's wrong, right?
The Detroit Lions are battling with the Green Bay Packers for the lead in their division.
Wow.
The Lions are actually really good, and they've been building this steadily over a couple of years. They've changed their attitude, and so they're the real deal right now.
You know, both the Bills and the Lions are part of the strength of the NFL in that teams can make a steady transition and become really, really powerful. Gives hopes to everybody in the league except for the people in New York who have no hope this morning, right?
Because the Jets and the Giants, yeah. who both have ambitions of being much greater than they are, played, you know,
well, the Jets
like
particularly
juvenile.
Speak a lot about the, you know, being better than they are. That's for sure. But both humiliating losses. It's fair to say. All right, let's finish with the Oakland Raiders. They won an emotional game yesterday. The Texans, who are a solid team, but the Raiders are doing really well. But it was all sort of underscored by a somber sort of milestone that passed this weekend.
Al Davis, who was the owner for, what, four
60
decades?
Years yeah, in 60 the NFL. Years. 60 years in the NFL.
In the NFL. And he's been coaching since 1951. And he was the face of football. He was the original loudmouth, brash owner. He was in the mold of Steinbrenner and Mark Cuban. He was just sort of a towering figure in pro sports, and he passed away this weekend. Saturday.
And at the age of 82. And, you know, he was known as a brash, opinionated, break your nose if you look at him wrong kind of guy. But he also hired the first black head coach of the modern era, Art Shell, back in 1988. First Latino coach, Tom Flores, fabulous coach. What's the legacy?
Just win, baby.
That's his
legacy.
No kidding.
And he was, you know, he had a big heart. All the former players said he had a huge heart.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, you have a big heart. Takeaway Sports contributor, thanks so much.
Good morning.